First up today, boxing. And Rudolf Kraj has failed in a bid to become the first ever professional world champion from the Czech Republic. After losing on points in a bout to decide the vacant WBC Cruiserweight World title in Milan on Friday night. Kraj, who is 30, was trailing local fighter Giacobbe Fragomeni 7-4-7-7 on all three judges' scorecards when the fight was stopped in round 8. Because of a cut on the forehead the Italian sustained in the previous round from an illegal headbutt. A clearly frustrated Kraj told reporters what he called a triviality of that kind wouldn't normally halt a major boxing match. He said Fragomeni was tiring and accused the referee of being on the side of the Italians and stopping the bout so as to prevent him taking the lead. It was the first defeat as a professional for the Czech, who had a 15-bout winning series behind him going into Friday's fight. Now the man from Mělník, who took gold in the light heavyweight category at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, says it's possible he may never get another shot at a world title. Moving on to football, and Sparta Prague notched up their first win since mid-September, and the first under new coach Josef Chovanec, with a 3-0 victory over Příbram on Saturday. That result leaves them in third place, 4 points behind Slavia and 2 behind Mladá Boleslav. Those two clubs were due to take part in what could turn out to be one of the most important games of the season on Monday evening. That's after the recording of this programme. In the second division, Bohemians 1905 went top after beating Jihlava 2-0. Sunday's game also saw the Prague club celebrate the 25th anniversary of their famous league title win in 1983. Finally, the Czech ice hockey player Rostislav Klesla was involved in a curious incident in the NHL at the weekend. The Columbus defenseman was tussling with two New York Rangers players by the substitutes bench when his stick flew up and hit Rangers coach Tom Rennie. Rennie was briefly knocked unconscious, though it wasn't too long before he was back on his feet. That's all the sport for today.
Ian Willoughby with this week's